For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into 20th and Blake here on the Mile High Sports Podcast Network. I am your host, Drew Kreisman, and as always, I'm excited to be talking Colorado Rockies baseball with you here on the show. And I thought what I would do for this one is an incredibly deep dive into what appears to be the topic of conversation around the Colorado Rockies today. I see people on Twitter talking about it. I see my friends Sean Drotar and Sandy Clough over on Mile High Sports talking about it. So I wanted to dive into this Ryan McMahon conversation, but go a lot deeper than even just one segment or one article or one conversation on Twitter would allow for, and talk about it from every single angle, which is going to allow us to actually talk about a lot of things going on with the Rockies that aren't Ryan McMahon, right? Where they are in the rebuild, how this is all unfolding, and really what the approach here should be. But before I get too deep into it, I do have to let you know about our friends over at BetOnline. It's your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds while the games are still being played. So when the game's over, you can head over to the online casino, get in on a game of blackjack or poker, you can unwind with one of over 150 slot games. Head to the website today, get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, for your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. All right, let's begin with a couple of facts. I imagine most people know all of this, but let's get everything on the table here with Ryan McMahon and where he is right now, right? Most of you know him, that he's having a career year so far. He is 29 years old, and the contract situation is that he is signed through the year 2027. He's being paid $12 million for this season. It'll be $12 million again in 2025. After that, it goes up to $16 million for the years 2026 and 2027. Barring any kind of extension, Ryan McMahon will become a free agent in 2028 at the age of 33. And so, the conversation, of course, is this. With the Colorado Rockies very likely to, if not lose 100 games again, certainly to finish in last place in the NL West, which is still the wisest analysis moving forward despite their recent good play. Why hang on to Ryan McMahon if you can get good prospect pitching for him, right? And we've talked about this a little bit before, but there are a few things that I want to go into a little bit more depth on, starting with one of the reasons why this conversation isn't quite as cut and dry as, say, they've got to trade one of those catchers, man. They just have to. Jalen Beeks is somebody that you almost certainly should trade. But with McMahon, the combination of his contract and a very real question about his value, both right now, and who he's been for the last couple of years, and who he's likely to be moving forward, makes this question very muddy. And it's one of the reasons why I think it's unlikely that the Rockies are likely to get a good offer or a fair offer for Ryan McMahon. And one of the places that you can start is the fact that two of our best metrics for measuring players, right, are FWAR and BWAR. If you're into WAR, if you're into the advanced stuff, you're using Fangraphs and Baseball Reference most days like I am. Those are two of our best sources, and they dramatically disagree on how good Ryan McMahon has actually been over the last couple of seasons, with Fangraphs seeing him as a guy who's maxed out at just under 3 wins and usually sits lower than that, where Baseball Reference, which tends to give a bit more credit for defense, and also OPS Plus tends to be a little bit less harsh on Rockies hitters than WRC Plus is, Baseball Reference has his WAR quite a bit higher. So if you're looking at Fangraphs, you could look across the league and say, actually, the Rockies could very easily replace the production of Ryan McMahon over the next couple of years. And so they should take advantage of this peak, right? And that's the other thing. How you feel about that word will dramatically change how you feel about this situation. If you believe that Ryan McMahon is peaking right now, and this is the best he's ever going to be, and of course there's plenty of reason to believe that, right? Because over the last couple of years, he had been just a league average hitter. Now, he's been a world-class defender for years. The question is, how valuable is that to whatever team is acquiring him? Different teams place different premiums on quality defense. Not everyone values it the same. And here's the other wrinkle to that I think is getting left out of the conversation a lot and is one of the things I often come back to when thinking about how to build a team for the future, which is that Ryan McMahon can play an elite caliber defense at 3 different positions. And he's been pretty well locked in at third as of late, and so we tend to forget that he's an extraordinary defender at second. Oh, and also, by the way, at first, if that's somewhere where you... Now, the Rockies haven't needed him at first. They've got a ton of first basemen. They've got arguably way too many. But a team out there acquiring him could look to acquire him at first base if that's where their particular need is, right? So this gets really complicated when you start thinking about who out there is looking to acquire Ryan McMahon and why. Because you're getting him for the next 3 years. Look, if Ryan McMahon was a free agent at the end of this season, it would be an almost no doubt surefire slam dunk. You got to trade that guy. If you haven't extended him by then, you got to move him. But with him under contract for the next 3 years, it's not just one of those things where, you know, you think, oh, well, some other team should acquire him now because he's not going to be this good. This is another area where I think people tend to expect other GMs to make mistakes that are far less common than they used to be. To put it another way, if you know, and I know, and everybody on Twitter knows, that Ryan McMahon is currently playing far above what he has been for his career to this point, they probably don't expect it to continue either. And so you're not going to get a package offer of players with a GM out there expecting that this is the new normal for Ryan McMahon. Probably. That's where, you know, again, it comes down to each GM and their analysis. Now, those of you who listen to the show know that last time I talked about this, I compared Ryan McMahon to Charlie Blackmon. Look, that's a long shot. That is not where most guys peak. Most guys don't have their best years from 29 to 33, but Charlie Blackmon did. And I see several parallels for reasons why Ryan McMahon could. That this could be a lot closer to his new normal. Even in terms of talking specifics, and we wrote and talked about all throughout spring training with his new two-strike approach and just how much more he's making contact, like even diving deeper into the numbers, there are reasons to believe that Ryan McMahon has figured some things out that is allowing his talent that has always been at an all-star caliber level to finally shine through in terms of all-star caliber results. So if you believe that's the new normal, and you believe it's at least going to last for another couple of years, then the most important question becomes, are the Rockies going to be competitive in that time? And so I think where you will find the split on this conversation, the people who are going to tell you absolutely you need to trade Ryan McMahon are the people that, one, believe he is peaking now, and two, believe that it's still going to be 3 or 4 years before the Rockies are competitive again. In other words, they will say he's not a part of the Rockies' next contention window. Now, while I have been unequivocally on the side of trade as many veterans as you can, acquire as many young players as you can, because I do think the window begins to open up. Honestly, it could be as soon as next year. I'll get right back to that, but let's stay on track for a second. It is also the case that the vast majority of teams that end up going to the postseason or making postseason runs aren't built entirely on prospects that have all come up through the system. Those would be the boosts, right? But you do have those veteran guys who've been around for a little bit longer. The way in 2017 and 2018, when the Rockies made that run, and it was very much powered by guys like John Gray, Armen Marquez, Kyle Freeland, Ryan McMahon, David Dahl, and those guys coming up from the minor leagues. Of course, you had veterans like Nolan Arenado, Charlie Blackmon, anchoring that team. And I do believe that Ryan McMahon can be that kind of player on a competitive Rockies team, because I don't think it's going to take 3 or 4 years. So that's where you'll find on the other side of the split. The argument in favor of keeping Ryan McMahon, you don't necessarily have to believe that he's going to maintain this offensive output. As I said when they signed that contract, the best thing about it is that Ryan McMahon's floor is so high because of his defense that, you know, anything you get, that if you get a season like what you're getting right now, then all of a sudden he's worth way more than his contract, right? And so you don't necessarily have to believe this is the new normal. But if you think the Rockies can be competitive within a season or two, then there's a lot of reason to say, look, moving him has to be for the absolute right package of guys, because you're just going to have to find someone to replace his value at some point. You can't trade every single guy off of your roster who's got value in order to try to build for 3 or 4 years from now, right? If you're perpetually doing that, you're never actually getting to that point where you're putting together a group of growing prospects with some veterans who've actually been there before, have some experience and can do those kinds of things. The other part that I do think is being left out of the conversation a little bit is Ryan McMahon's leadership abilities and capabilities, and, you know, something that I think is going to be incredibly valuable to the team moving forward. So, you know, ultimately,
for the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture, and the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I do come down on the side of, if someone blows you away with a package of pitching, top line, several pitching prospects, and they offer you that because they do believe that this is the new normal for Ryan McMahon, and they're trying to pick up what they think is going to be an all-star third baseman for the next 3 years, and that he's the final piece to them becoming postseason contenders for a while, then you do have to very seriously consider making that move. You probably should. What I would caution people on the side of saying, you know, any rebuilding team would absolutely trade this player, is that this is a unique situation. Ryan McMahon is in a bit of an odd spot in terms of the contract. The fact that, you know, you could look at this offense and say, ah, it's not going to last. Or you could look at it and say, this might be his new normal. And there is a dramatic difference between the value of those two players. And it ultimately comes down to 29 other GMs in baseball looking in. And what do they value? Because they're not just looking at Ryan McMahon from the last year. These guys pay attention. They know who he's been for a while. A 3-time Gold Glove finalist isn't new to these guys, right? They know what he is. They know what he hasn't been. And, you know, I don't think there's a whole lot of fooling other GMs. I think that's part of it, is I see some analysis out there that simply suggests that, you know, oh, well, someone will be willing to pay for him because he's been so great just in half a season, you know, but I think those days are largely behind us. You never know. Might be nice. You know, the Mets did trade Pete Crow Armstrong for a half a season of Javi Baez, but it also blew up massively in their faces. Everyone agrees that that was a really terrible thing to do, and teams moving forward probably shouldn't do stuff like that, right? So it's like you get one of those every once in a while. But yeah, ultimately, I do think those are the kind of breaking points. If you think it's still going to be 4 years, and I really don't, then sure, you do need to move the guy if you're not going to be competitive with him on the team. But I also, because of his general approach to the game, the attitude, all of that stuff, like I've said, I think he's going to age well, and I think he's going to be a good leader. All of this said, and this allows us to start branching off into other topics that are still related to this, where I think it starts to put an interesting spotlight on is over at second base with Brendan Rodgers. I do think it's possible that we're coming up on a spot where they might just have to choose between one of those two guys. Now, Rodgers isn't getting this same kind of talk right now because he hasn't been tearing the cover off the ball. Again, the traditional logic says you trade the guy who's got his highest peak value right now. But again, I think that's just older thinking. I don't think GMs are going to get fooled by that anymore. I think people, again, like I was saying about Ryan McMahon, know what Brendan Rodgers' value is. And it's a great defender who's an uneven hitter, but at times can be very, very good. Obviously, he's been a slow starter throughout the years. And you're not going to get a huge package for him either. But I do think both of them bring some of those things of, obviously, you've got the elite defense, you've got the leadership, you've got the clubhouse stuff. They're going to be the veterans, the experienced ones on the next team, like I was talking about before. And you do need a couple of veterans on the next team that's going to compete, which I do think could be as early as next season, if not the year after that, I really think is your target. I think they've got to be good by 2026 with the amount of talent that they've got in this farm system. But take a look at the Kansas City Royals or the Texas Rangers and Arizona Diamondbacks as other examples of being able to turn it around very quickly. Sometimes it only takes a handful of guys. Now, some of those guys have to be pitchers. And right now, the Rockies have three pitchers on the farm that have been lights out all season in Chase Dolander, Sean Sullivan, and Carson Palmquist. They've also suddenly got Cal Quantrill and Austin Gomber going real well at the big league level. They are soon to return to this rotation, Armand Marquez and Kyle Freeland. Antonio Sensatella's a little bit further off. We don't really have much concrete information on that, and his contract situation is a bit muddier. But that is suddenly eight guys before you get to, you know, can Ryan Feltner finally figure it out and you know, follow through on his talent? Guys like Noah Davis. You know, there are other interesting names in there. But you finally have top-line talent both in the system, and we'll see what Marquez has when he comes back, but I wouldn't be surprised if that guy comes back hucking it and just really pitching well. Might take a couple of starts coming off of a long, you know, Tommy John recovery. It can do that, but we've seen plenty of guys bounce back from that and be really, really good, right? So I think you're looking at, you know, a starting rotation by next season that's going to be Marquez. We'll see what we get out of Freeland for the rest of the year, but then you're talking about Quantrill, probably going to be picked up in arbitration now. See what happens with Austin Gomber. And then you start getting to Carson Palmquist and some of these other guys. And, you know, and I think they're going to draft pitching as well. So that is the makings of a team that can compete. A lot of the games they've been losing over the last 2 or 3 weeks, when they've been playing better, but still some of the late losses have obviously been the bullpen, which is one of the easier things to ultimately turn around. I should say it's one of the cheaper things to ultimately turn around. You've got to do a bit of guesswork, and there's definitely a whack-a-mole that can happen with bullpens, but you can find good relievers randomly for a year out there on the market much, much easier than you can find good starters randomly out there on the market, right? And so for me, given the state of the Rockies farm system, given that it continues to improve and that their top 15 prospects, of their top 15 prospects, 12 of them aren't just having good seasons, they're having great seasons. And you are seeing big moves forward out of guys like Brenton Doyle and Ezekiel Tovar. I think when Nolan Jones comes back, he's going to be much better. I think this team can compete as early as next season, even if they lose 110 games this year, which is still on the table, by the way, because of how much starting pitching they will have to inject into that rotation. And then some of that's going to spill over into the bullpen and help you there. As I've said many, many times, I think Ryan Feltner is ultimately headed to the bullpen. A few of these other guys as well, right? And so I get it. They're the Rockies, and it's been what it's been. And you're never going to lose people by saying that they're going to be bad for the next 3 or 4 or 5 years. But I pause at trading away all-star talent that is proven on defense, without a shadow of a doubt, and maybe emerging on offense, as somebody who next year could absolutely be the leader of this group of young players, as Jordan Beck begins to make his impact, as guys like Zach Veen or maybe Hunter Goodman is who's emerging now, as Drew Romo comes up. I think Ryan McMahon is going to be the guy who can be the leader in every capacity, in the field, at the plate, in the clubhouse. So if you're going to trade that guy, you better get some really freaking good pitching. That's all I'm going to say about that. Well, in the 20 minutes I just talked at you for it. So thank you all for listening in to this episode of 20th and Blake here on the Mile High Sports Podcast Network. Make sure you're checking out all of the TikToks and the Instagrams and the YouTubes and the social medias and, of course, all the written content over at milehighsports.com. Other than that, I can only ever ask that you continue to be absolutely awesome out there. You know that I will continue to be absolutely Drew Kreisman in here. And until next time, I will see you at the ballpark.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.